Okay, so here's what I thought episode one should be called. What did that person just say?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Well, that feels like it's in reference to so many things.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of what we spend a lot of time talking about. Like, what did that, what just happened?
How did that go?
Yeah. But a thing we've done a couple of times this year is we have gone into some educational programs.
Oh, yeah.
And we have shared pieces of our show, Many Happy Returns.
Yeah, yeah.
And for people who don't know, in our show, Many Happy Returns, I sit on stage, downstage left, at a tiny chair, in a tiny chair, at a tiny desk, and talk a lot. And Monica takes up the rest of the stage, dancing a lot.
Yeah. Our footprint is not equally divided.
Yeah. Which I think is great. The show starts with me basically putting on lipstick and saying, you and I are going to play the same character.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm the talking of that character and you're the moving of that character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we have gone to a couple of educational institutions over the past few months and we have shared pieces of that show.
Yep.
And there was one in particular. I'm not going to tell you exactly when it was.
Okay.
And one in particular where there was like a talk back afterwards, like the audience got to ask us questions. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because I have a feeling I might know where we're headed, which I love that this is the first episode.
Yeah, we're just going in. So
I love it. It's so smart. We're going right into the drama.
Yeah. There's a talk back afterwards. This is like a pretty high.
Yeah, pretty high end.
Pretty high end educational institute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The talk back afterwards, somebody's hand shoots right up.
Yeah, first person. Yeah.
First person. Uh-huh. Would you be comfortable, because I think you know the moment now, would you be comfortable just saying, like what kind of person was it? Who was it?
Oh, I would say I mean, I'm always nervous on age, but I'm going to say young woman.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And an artist, I think.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Yeah, or a scholar, or a teacher, or a student, or some combination of all those things.
Absolutely. Definitely art-making person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they shot their hand up as soon as we were done.
Yep.
And do you remember the nature of that initial comment?
Uh-huh.
What can you share it?
Absolutely. Not in the friendliest tone, I will preface.
Yeah.
This art making person
just
shot their hand up and said, why are you doing all the talking and she's doing all the hard work? Something to that effect.
Oh, that one, right.
Oh, sorry, were you going in a different direction?
No. I forgot about that. And this is
what?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there was that, right. She's doing all the hard work and you're just sitting there talking.
You're just sitting there talking.
Okay. Okay, this is great already. Because in my memory, I thought there was also another comment, but maybe I don't know which one came first actually.
Oh, okay.
And in my memory, the first one was, we only hear it when a man says it.
Oh, gosh. Yep. Okay.
But I think you're right, actually. I think that actually came second.
I know. I mean, because I think the whole thing got sort of kicked off with a bit of a like, oh, dear, like a different tone than we had set up in the room when we were performing. I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Then and then followed up briefly by why do we hear things when a man says it?
Yeah.
Which, just in fairness to the show, it's not that we're hearing things when you say it, it's that you're the only person talking.
Yeah, and I have a microphone.
And we say that really clearly right on the onset that this is how we're gonna be doing it.
It's not like you're trying to talk during the show and I'm like, no, like, we really don't have time for that.
Yeah, nope. Or I say it but then you restate it and everybody nods.
I actually think that's what people think. That's, I think, exactly how people think the show was written.
Oh, God.
Is that you said it, and then I restated it. And in my restating, I ruined it.
Not at all.
Okay. So, like,
yes.
So we both know what we're talking about. And I think you said this. Like, it was just a weird, like...
Yeah.
It was a weird shift, right? Like, in the energy of the room.
Yeah. Yeah, completely, completely. Yes.
And, like, what's your feeling on that? Like, what's your understanding of it in hindsight? Because I find myself, like, thinking about that moment a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think it was great. Like, it was weird.
No, it was really weird. The thing that I mean, I feel like, as is often my response, I feel like I'm of two minds, which I imagine you might be as well. I mean, I think one thing to say is that I do feel like there is such a history of women feeling like they're not being heard, or their voice is being diminished in many different contexts in their life. And then I think you carry that feeling around and you don't know when or how to express it in your own life. Often I find this is true of me when I get sort of interrupted or something inappropriate said, and I don't know how to sort of say something in the moment. And then you just sort of like pack that in and you carry that around with you. And then I feel like sometimes when you do see a moment where it feels like you can sort of unpack all of those pieces that you've been carrying around and say something about the fact that you feel like your voice has been diminished in other instances, I think sometimes you sort of misunderstand the moment, but you see an opportunity to give voice to this feeling. And so I really felt like that's where the comment was coming from. I mean, I feel no doubt that it was misplaced in terms of the way that we work and who we are and how we set the show up. And, you know, it doesn't feel like it was addressing what actually had just happened.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it was really addressing a feeling.
Yeah.
That
yeah, completely.
Is very true in the world, and I imagine was really true in this person's experience. So I had empathy for it, and I appreciate some need to find a way to speak up.
Yeah.
But I don't, and I similarly didn't respond to that in a way that I knew. I mean, in that I was so sort of taken aback by it, and, you know, I think it felt defensive, you know, to say like, well, I wasn't, it's not that we were both saying something, you know, this doesn't seem to be addressing the thing we just shared. But I felt some generosity to want to say like, absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that, which I think is my memory of what I said was that I don't think I addressed it, but I did say like, appreciate you saying that. And then I moved on.
Yeah. I have no memory of anything that you said after it. Which isn't to say that you didn't say anything. It's just the own unreliability, admitting my own unreliability of my memory. Yeah, and I don't remember me saying anything. I think I maybe just went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mostly because I felt like I don't think I should speak.
Right, right.
me responding, this isn't a good idea.
At all. Yeah, no, Yeah, I know. I know.
But it's not the first. I mean, so we've done many happy returns for a couple of years in a few different formats. Like, we started at the WP Theater in this like version of it that like we thought would just be like for a few nights and we would never do it again. And then like a year and a half later, we were at like Berkeley Rep doing in a residency, working on it again. Mm-hmm. And then we were at the Baryshnikov Art Center a few months after that. And then like last year we did it once a month for the year. And we hope, we think, we have a plan to do it in a very exciting way.
We do.
Very soon again.
Very soon.
Which I think I'm not ready to announce yet.
Right. Good.
But
good note for me.
We've toured the show and we've we've, you know, as with everything, like, who knows when it's done, but we've been making it and sort of performing it for a while. And most of the time, I think the gender dynamic of it seems like people are really into and seems like a fun kind of element of the show. And then once in a while, it does really seem like it bothers somebody. Wait, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
No, I just, yes. I know. I think, yes. And I have an idea, but I feel like you might be going in a direction.
No.
I don't need to sort of spring us.
No,
well,
no.
I think there's something that is of the like history of the company where, you know, all the other performers in the show are women. So you and four women.
I feel like
and
you just told everybody that I'm a woman. All the other performers in the show are women. There's you and four other women.
I think the transcript of that does that. Yeah.
I know that it would be easier.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, so most of our casts, if you were to, you know, start from 1998, which is seven, geez, I'd have to look at the mission statement, you know, so the company's been around for a long time, and I would say 95% of the performers on stage have been female identifying for the history of the company.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the agendas behind every show is to somehow say, you know, you can that you can see female performers and identify with them as the every person, as what's really known as like the every man. And I think it's just sort of interesting that, you know, I feel like Mini Happy Returns is just doing that in so many ways. But I think there's a, it's, I don't know, it's just, it's, it, I feel like it offers one social element of you speaking and me moving and a certain sort of stereotype of like silencing women's voices, which I think is such a sort of misunderstanding of the way the work's made, the way the work's presented. And I've wondered if in that situation, if we had shown more of the work, if that would have continued to feel relevant. Because we also
really love that that's your solution to it.
Yeah, you know, the whole show.
You know what I think? So there's another moment in the show that I always feel like so like acutely aware of what we're doing. Like to just sort of do a quick recap, there's like this moment in the show. I kind of like things aren't going well. And I sort of ask on our collective behalf, like, is this not going well because I'm a woman? And then there's this sort of record scratchy, like people are like, whoa, no, like, or there's, it just kind of stops the room pretty much every time we do it. And in that moment. And I just feel like, I don't think I've told you what I thought. I always think is going on in that moment. Which is that I always feel like we're cool with the idea, we being the audience, like we're cool with the idea that you're going to talk as this character, that you're going to like wear lipstick. You're also going to play Monica. You're sharing this character. You're the one who talks. Thank you for putting yourself in diminutive furniture so we can accept it. and we're cool.
Yeah.
Unless you say a couple of things.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. Cause it feels like it reminds, I feel like I'm calling some weird attention to the fact that, I mean, we're sort of suggesting in that moment that, like, can women not do certain things publicly?
Uh-huh.
Or do we not accept it when women try to make a joke or women try to do something, like, really aggressive? Like, do we not accept those things? And the fact that I'm saying it, even though I'm saying it with you and as the same character, I think the fact that I'm saying it with you and as the same character is forgotten in that moment. And it feels like I'm suddenly the patriarchy telling us that women can't be aggressive and make jokes.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That's so, yeah, that's interesting. It's like the whole premise of the show that we really set up maybe just slips for a second.
Great.
But yeah, I will say, I mean, just to sort of like, I don't know, double back to the comment itself, is that I also feel that there's some weird, real success in the fact that someone felt comfortable making the comment. And I really felt like there was some sort of success of the show that it really felt like I can sort of share this thing that it brought up for me.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
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 So.
No, I feel that way too.
Yeah. I love it as a first episode.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, I know, because you had no idea what we were going to talk about.
No, but honestly, it seems like never.
You
are.
Yeah, but you sort of had no trouble kind of just getting in there and saying a bunch, right?
I know. Not often a problem for me.
No, yeah. I think it's except when it's being recorded sometimes.
Sometimes yeah. I really clam up. But yeah. I don't know. We talk so much on the phone like this that.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, the theme music is coming back on. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I guess it was fun.
I guess so. Okay.
Who put that? I guess somebody in the booth just threw that on to try to cut us off there.
Somebody in the booth.
Gosh. I wonder who that is.
I wonder who that is.
Well, I guess we'll see everybody for episode 2. Do you want to do a quick, do you want to do a quick pitch for why people should donate to Monica Bill Barnes and Company?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. 20 seconds. You ready?
Okay. I thought you were going to give me a now, and I was swallowing.
I'm going to give you music to underscore you. Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then it'll just be the theme music again. And then when it's over, you're done.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, everybody. It's Monica and Robbie, and we're making a radio show that we can interrupt to ask you if you would consider making a donation of any size to our work, support us to keep on keeping on, and doing the shows we make. Thank you so much. I think the woo was my end.
What?
I think the woo is where the 20 seconds hits.
Yeah.
I was trying to come to a conclusive.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks. I do feel like I've thought about it.